Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day on the Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM. Roy Butler all swagged out in his military appreciation, salute to service, Green Bay Packers stuff.
You guys should wear more of it.
Well, if I was able to get that, you know, discount of the tour discount, maybe I'd be able to rock it a little bit more.
This was a five-finger discount.
don't say that.
They gave it to me.
Give me some of that.
The Packers gave it to me.
Don't do that.
Yeah, they just handed it over to me. My five fingers walked right out of the door out of it.
Why don't you put this on? They rarely, am I right, Gary? Rarely give stuff out.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I got a couple of the, I got a couple of the five finger discounts when I was calling some basketball
this
weekend
stealing.
Too.
You talking about stealing?
No. Stuff. Just some of those where you walk over.
I know you with no kids. I mean,
Mean streets. We had to get it how we could, but just you know, one of those where the AD walks in and says, "Much, come out in my office real quick," right? And he digs into the
that's nice
drawers and finds a couple of things. Why don't you put that on? It looks
that's
so
nice.
Looks a little bit better on you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you know, you're right about it. Some kids will have holes in their shirts or something, and they would take them in and give them stuff. You know who's that guy here? McGivern. He gives everybody 105F and the Fan stuff.
Roy, I just want to make sure that everybody really is wearing their gear and representing the great company we all work for.
He gave me a Letterman jacket. Do y'all have one of those?
No, I do not.
Thank you. You got one, Gary?
Interesting.
Yeah, I remember we got those a long time ago.
Man, I want to be
really
the
one.
Here,
yeah.
Yeah, I probably was.
Yeah, he gave us
me
leather.
Out to a grasshopper.
You know, the leather sleeve.
Sure.
And the
Like canvas. A straight up
yeah, like
Letterman
you get your
jacket.
Letter- yes.
You get any medals and merit badges next to it?
No. But he get turtlenecks, sweaters. McGivern got it all. Steve, you got some 105 stuff from Mike.
Over the course of the years?
Over the years, yeah.
Oh, I got lots of stuff.
Oh, he took me and Gary to the trunk and gave us those nice jackets.
I
really appreciate that.
Place when I was
see, again.
That.
Come on.
Nice?
I mean, but, Leroy, I think you got here a little bit late, too, as did Baby Tosh a lot late.
I got
y'all
lot
used
late,
to get stuff before that?
Hey, man, when we were here back in the day when
Alan Kirschbaum?
We had, before him, we had
my goodness.
Our first promotions director was Byron Miller. Who was here, and he lives down in Houston now. Dude, we first got our first stuff. We had Nike polos.
What?
We had Ping polos. We had Letterman jackets.
Nice.
Black
got
Letterman
screwed.
Jackets with black leather on the sleeves. Oh, dude, we
especially
had
for like remotes.
Yeah, we had high-end stuff that we used
that's
to have.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a remote set that broke into three pieces, so you could have like the host here and then a producer over to one side and an update guy over to the other
side.
So they
stole all this equipment? I mean, where's all this stuff?
No, I heard Rami.
Hey, Will, come here, Will.
I heard Rami broke most of it.
You remember that, Gary?
My boy,
all that stuff back in the day?
Yeah.
We used to have high-end stuff back in the day when we started.
I don't care how you sound on a remote. Will can make you sound crisp. That's my guy. Love him. And he's a Laker fan, to boot.
Well, that helps out. Not Laker fans, but Milwaukee Bucks fans are starting to wonder, Stevie, how are they going to replace and who, more importantly?
What's the secrecy, Steve? Because you know I'm a big cash guy. I can't find a lot of details on this injury.
For Chris Middleton with the left leg injury right now that is apparently going to keep
McCarthy
him out.
That's a Mike McCarthy quote.
For several
left
weeks.
Leg.
Yeah, left leg
that
injury.
That covers everything.
A contusion. Well, a thigh contusion.
I hope it ain't turned purple.
Lines. I don't know.
That can be about what, Gary, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel.
Them deep tissues hurt.
Says his source, I'm guessing his source is somebody in the Bucks, told him it's 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, allegedly it's somebody in the Bucks. Don't do that.
Shams said several weeks, and then he came out and said, you know, somebody told him what he understands it to be is 3 to 4 weeks. Okay, fine.
So yeah, whatever.
Say it's 3 to 4 weeks and it's about a month. Not a big deal.
It's 10 games, right?
Well, I don't
know. We did it yesterday.
Not about 15.
Yeah.
10 to 15.
It's just not
on cream puff, though.
It's not playoff time.
Yeah.
It's early in the season. 3 to 4 weeks puts him back around Christmas. Fine. Get him back in time for Christmas and move on.
But if you lose like five of these, seven of these games, you're coming from.
Yeah. It sure could affect seeding at the end of the year if you get in some type of funk here. But Billy looked at, didn't you look at schedule the other day, yesterday?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was not that tough.
The only real tough games that they have here within the next 4 weeks.
I think they play the Bulls.
They'll play the Jazz, and they'll also play the L.A. Clippers there. But they get the Hawks twice. They get the Bulls twice. They get the Cavs in there, the Knicks as well.
Should be able to win all those games dumpster without fire. Middleton.
And could it work out a little bit similar, guys, to how the Devontae Adams injury for the Packers was able to open up more opportunities for dudes that maybe come playoff time can be bigger time players.
Well, who's going to be Aaron Jones?
Right. Who's going to be the dude to step up? Who's going to be the guy to take over?
You the post game show guy.
I'm believing it's going to be Dante DiVincenzo because of the role that they maybe want him to play, where he can play a lot more physical defense and run with some of those upper starting caliber guys, and also maybe that Wesley Matthews into more of just a strict defensive role and let somebody else flourish in the offensive game of a Sterling Brown or Dante DiVincenzo. I think Dante is going to be the one that benefits the most. But for you, who needs to step up while Middleton's out for the next 4 weeks?
What position is Chris Middleton playing this basketball
team? I said two, three.
Wes Matthews is the shooting guard on this
team,
right?
Yeah, he's a shooting guard.
Chris Middleton's playing more of a forward
on
this team,
okay,
right?
He could play four. Yeah, 2-3-4.
I was listening this morning to Eric Name, and he was on, and we all like Eric Name, obviously, friend of the station, started out his career here at the station. He was on with Chuck and Willie this morning, and he threw out the same two names Billy just did. Well, Dante DiVincenzo and Sterling Brown. Myself, how much is Chris Middleton really playing the two position on this basketball team night in and night out? So really what you're saying is, and again with Eric Name, I'm assuming he's probably hearing from the Bucks kind of what they're going to do. So if that's the case, what you're saying is we're going to play small ball. We're going to play three guards.
A little bit smaller.
And we're going to get up and we're going to run. Because if you're going position for position, that does not make any sense whatsoever. So if that's what they're going to do, then okay, fine. But the other name, I'm really dumb, DJ Wilson, he's a forward too. He can't get any run. He had some run last year, and he was showing glimpses of being something for a little while. Do you not remember this? He got on a little bit of a run there.
He don't even play the same way that Middleton's a.
No, but DiVincenzo and Brown are guards. They're not forwards either. They're not going to be him. Nobody's going to be Chris Middleton. Let's clarify, right?
Wait a minute.
Nobody's
now,
going
I'm
to
shocked,
come in.
Some people didn't even want Chris Middleton. So, dude, is this on tape?
That's fine.
We got
I know.
All of it on the radio.
There are some
rewind
people.
Feature.
There
some
are,
people didn't even want him, so I thought they'd be happy.
Leroy, there are some people
now
right now. There are some people right now that want this team not to lose a game, so they can say, "See, you don't need him. You overpaid for him. You screwed this whole thing up."
Well, they're never going to change.
Those are going to be some Bucks fans are sitting there waiting. Now, if the Bucks fall flat on their face and without Chris Middleton, then the faction that do like Chris Middleton are going to be yelling. Now do you see why they paid him all this money? Now do you see why he's worth all this money? This is going to be a hot button topic for the next month, depending on how they're playing. And Billy in the postgame show, he's going to get the brunt of it. Because once that game's done, if they lose to the Hawks or they lose to the Cavs and they get beat by 10 or 15, it's going to be, we're missing Middleton's 18 to 20 points in that game. And if we have Middleton, they probably win that game. And defending. Look, is he a great defender? No, but he's above average. At the worst case scenario, he's an above average defender. So you miss some of that, too, on the defensive side of the floor. Yesterday on Twitter, somebody had tweeted out about, you know, everybody's talking about who's going to replace Chris Middleton. And this guy's like, going to have to be Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe's going to have to take his game to another level to kind of overcome what you're going to lose with Chris Middleton. I agree 100%.
I'm okay.
All odds on Eric Bledsoe from my standpoint offensively. You now have to be that guy that gets aggressive on the offensive side of the floor, that dishes the ball and becomes that creator for others too. to be able to get them some open shots and create your own shots by getting to the rim. For me, this now is about Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe, step up and show that you can do your thing as a two behind Giannis.
Gary, who do you think is going to need to step up for the majority of the lion's share of picking up for Chris Middleton's absence here for the next month?
Well, although I don't disagree with Steve, I mean, I think Bledsoe is going to have to do a little bit more, but I think it's a perfect opportunity for the Milwaukee Bucks to find a lot of other different guys on the bench, to find some sort of rotation, to find a different guy here this night, another guy here that night, and another. I think they'll be better for it long term. When the season first started, that rotation of that bench was very short. He's only running about seven guys, maybe, mm-hmm. if that. And so I think it's, yes, Bledsoe will be the obvious choice, but I think it's a good opportunity for some of these other guys, DiVincenzo, them type mm-hmm. jokers, that are not getting a whole lot of run to get a little more consistent playing time, and those guys become, because I think at the end of the day, that's what you're going to need to try to get out of the East. You're going to need more guys off the bench to have some big games. I mean, if you think about Toronto last year, that guy last year for Toronto was who? Khalid Alameen?
No, Van Vliet.
Van Vliet?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Him too.
Yeah. You're going to need a joker like that to come in and do something for you.
Hey, man. It's Pat Connaughton. Can y'all stop with this?
He's part of it, too.
Pat's been one of the dudes that started to have his run fade a little bit.
Right. Okay.
But he's part
He's the guy, okay? Stop it. He's the guy. This guy can shoot. He can defend. He ain't scared. That's your guy. Let him play. I'm a big George Hill guy, too, so either.
100%.
Either one.
George can play now.
I want to see... I need to see Connaughton, and Connaughton will dunk on you, okay? So I need somebody with some swagger that is not scared in some of these games. In some of these other games, he'll get a lot of open shots. You know why? Because he'll throw it down to 34,
mm-hmm.
everybody collapse. You got a wide open shot, and he will make it.
And those are the ones when you can capitalize, like Gary, saying, man. for how this team progresses into playoff-type
right.
basketball.
Connaughton, both of those families, he can average about 16 points for the next 15 games. That's all you need.
414-799-1250. Who needs to step up the most with Chris Middleton out? Kendrick's on the north side. He's going to tell me another one. Kendrick, you're on the fan.
Kendrick, what's up, my brother?
What's happening, fellas? Leroy, yeah. I'm going to kind of agree with you, but I'll also say that Bledsoe, all of these guys, if you look at it, if they just tweak the offense a little bit, and Leroy, I would like 34 to be down low because they will collapse and those guys will get more open looks.
Absolutely.
But they can run. And you don't run plays for these guys because if you watch these games, most of those guys aren't doing a lot of dribbling except Sterling. But Sterling will take it to the rack.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, those 20 points, but – I'm one of those guys that realizes that if we let Chris go, we would only have like a mid-level exception, and there's nobody out there at that pay scale who's better than Chris. So they paid him whatever, but I like this. I'd like everybody to be healthy, but I like these because, like you guys said, come playoff time, I do not want these guys to go on the road and to be afraid when those lights
That's
come
right.
on.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Fred Van Vliet, the Norman Powell's. You need a game like that from your bench players for you to get to the championship. We didn't have that last year. We didn't. We need that because they're going to collapse on Giannis. We need those guys to be like, hey, give me the rock. I'll make it. And I do believe Dante, he showed it in the NCAA. And Sterling, he has that in him. He has that Chicago in him.
Right.
So you guys I like this topic. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. And when you talk about a guy that has played big, meaningful minutes, obviously, Dante DiVincenzo being the player of the tournament, mm-hmm. winning a national championship with Villanova, he's seen minutes like that. And Sterling Brown only lived and grew up with a guy that's won multiple NBA championships. So
Sterling Brown's a good drive guy, so Kendrick was right about that. He will go to the rack.
I think Sterling Brown could be more of the dude that maybe hasn't filled in and filled the spot of Chris Middleton, but maybe being able to fill a role that the Bucks have been looking to try to fill in the void of Malcolm Brogdon, somebody that can get to the rack a little bit more consistently.
I just don't think there's anybody that's going to fill the void of Malcolm Brogdon at this point, folks. I think it's time to move on and just forget about it because it is what it is. And
well, they need somebody that's going to ride, take the ball to the rack, Steve. They need somebody else that's going to do that.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying the overall role of what Brogdon was. Brogdon was an extension of the coach on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Brogdon knew how to slow down tempo when they had to, knew how to push it when they had to, knew how to get guys in place where they had to be on the offensive side of the floor. He was just a smart, intelligent.
Well, it sounds like you haven't moved on, Steve. Should we have paid him 25? What do you got? How much you got?
I don't know what he got. He got
should we have paid
way
him?
More. A lot of money.
No.
We couldn't afford should, it.
No, because you paid Middleton. So, no, that was
and
over.
Then we'll go over
once
the,
you pay Middleton, and then you're going to pay Giannis like $50 million a year. So,
oh,
no.
No,
you can't,
Giannis
you can't pay Malcolm Brogdon like $18, $20 million, yeah, whatever
happen.
He was.
No.
It's not happening.
We're going to get Giannis some of the franchise, so I think I can make that work.
He's in a great situation in Indiana with Oladipo and Sabonis and those guys. Yep, it's a perfect fit for Malcolm Brogdon. This Bucks team, you've got an aging Wesley Matthews at that shooting guard position. He needs to start playing better.
I agree.
Without question, right?
I agree.
He just does. And I realize it's early. We got 6 months for him to figure it out, but show me some flashes here that you still got something left in the tank at some point here. That would be good. Sterling Brown, nice player. No question. Is he going to have the ability to do what Brogdon does? Probably not. DiVincenzo? No, probably not.
What about George Hill?
George Hill, an older player. He's the closest thing you probably have to what Brogdon can do, sure. But how many minutes are you going to run George Hill out there at this point?
What
are
about
you going to play?
Sure.
See, and that's the one thing you can do. Again, you know, and they've done it before. You can let George Hill run the point, let Bledsoe play off the ball. And let him be more of a true scoring threat playing off of the ball, and that's something they've done in the past, and that's something maybe they focus on doing more now without Middleton out there to put Bledsoe in more of a position to score the basketball.
And Bledsoe, man, he's a shutdown defender when he wants to.
Yeah, he's going to need to be Eric Bledsoe for the next 3 weeks.
It's Boston. It's just that's the only team.
Well, they don't play Boston, so maybe he'll be able to be the guy that fills in the most of Chris Middleton's void.
They give him more wide open looks. They'll let him shoot threes. So, Bledsoe, just shoot him.
414-799-1250. Who do the Bucks need to step up the most when Chris Middleton is out for the next 3 to 4 weeks? Here on the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're going to catch a buzz with Beauforting here in about 10, 15 minutes, talking about Craig Council. What, man? Roy looking at me like I'm...
Catch no buzz, man.
Look, just a small one. Just a good afternoon buzz. It's all good. Craig Council is going to be a part of it along with Christian Yelich. And if you're a Brewers fan, you might want to stick around for some of this because this information could be some of the best stuff you'll hear all day. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. I'm Bill Baby Tal Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here alongside our two former Green Bay Packers, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, and Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Packer Hall of Famer, future Pro Football Hall of Famer with you till 6 o'clock here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're going to learn if Craig Council is the most valuable manager in the National League coming up around 5 o'clock. Once that news breaks, we'll bring it to you right here on The Fan. A little bit more breaking news in the world of baseball. Bring that to you in about 5 minutes from right now. But first, who needs to step up the most while Chris Middleton is out? 414-799-1250. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer says it's Eric Bledsoe. I see it being Dante DiVincenzo. What say you at 414-799-1250? That's Mike in Caledonia up on The Fan. He's here with us on the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I agree with Sparky. I think Eric Bledsoe needs to step up because he has that star potential, but he's not very consistent. But you look at the Warriors when one of their stars would go down, you would see guys like Klay Thompson go off every night or, you know, even though Klay Thompson's a phenomenal player.
Sure.
I think Eric Bledsoe needs to be consistent and be that number two for us to be successful with Middleton out.
Appreciate it, Mike. Now, Gary, Eric Bledsoe is a blue-chip dude. Now, that's a Kentucky guy, blue bread. I mean, you're talking about a top-notch high school recruit coming out, and he's lived up to it in the NBA, but has he been that number one star? No, people have thought of him more as maybe a number three, but can he take a different step here? for the Bucks in this sense, or is that only going to be playoff time where his improvement needs to come?
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't feel like it to me. I think he is what he is at this point. I don't know if there's much improvement. I think there'll be some games. I think there's some highs and lows, but he can't reach it all the time. I mean, some guys can gather up some stuff on certain games, but he doesn't feel like a player that like Giannis that can do it every single game. But that's why I think it's going to be a collection of players. Leroy talked about Connaughton. I agree with that. I think it's going to be a collection of players. Brown, we talked. It's going to be a collection. DeVincenzo. It's going to be a collection of players, game in and game out, to try to get it done for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think that's going to serve them greatly during the long run. Because I just don't know if there is a guy that you say Middleton goes out, he's going to do this every night.
Sure.
They don't have that guy.
People on Twitter loving themselves.
Golden State used to.
Right. And to Mike's point, it's nice when you can look at Klay Thompson and say, Okay, now you got to be the center of attention.
And so they used to have those guys. They don't, I mean, Durant goes, then what, Klay does something, then Curry would do something. And that also put, who's the guy that Steve don't like on that team?
Draymond Green.
Then Draymond Green goes off. Yep. But he's another guy, like when it happens, that he doesn't have to do it every night. You know, and so
he's overpaid too.
Well, I mean, everybody's overpaid, Steve.
I mean,
you know, in professional sports, don't get me wrong. But we're not overpaid here, though.
Stephen
A. Smith overpaid $8 million a year.
It's 10. But you know what, Stephen A. Smith, if you were, God, I just must say this.
Skip Bayless is at like 6.5.
But if you are, and it's far and few in between. But if you are a young African-American man who aspired to be in that business.
It's a great thing.
Right?
No doubt. I'm not saying that.
I mean, right. I'm just saying, but if you are, I mean, there's a template right there. That's not an athlete. Now, he's not an athlete, right?
You bringing back.
They had to give it to you.
Is there enough advertising to justify paying him $8 million of why people are advertising on that show?
Well, if they're paying a Greeny.
6.5.
Is that what Greeny didn't play? Because he was the highest paid there for a minute.
Correct.
I mean, they moved him all the way from, Connecticut to New York, and he was
then
the
that failed.
Paid. Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
Well, no, they're still there.
Yeah, they're still up there. They still get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. If it's for me, if I'd be honest, I mean, Stephen A. blows all those dudes out of the water, in my opinion. Yeah. To what you said, Gary, I mean, white or black, he was an inspiration to me getting into this business.
Right.
Somebody that you just knew loved the game and was passionate about it, that he can take over and make a huge amount of money.
And now we're talking about bringing back Skip.
Well, yeah, but there was no one of color or look like me
100%.
That was in those positions.
Yep.
There were always, you know, other guys that predominantly you look around, even just in this market, it was just me and
they're just the nerdy Syracuse guys.
Steve Hayward that was in this market for the longest, and right now I think it's just me, you know,
and Leroy.
Of color. Well, Leroy does a little bit of everything. I mean, we'll consider Leroy more of a entrepreneur.
It's a good way to put it.
Okay.
Good way to put it. Yes.
Yeah.
Cash in and wherever
Tony
you can
Smith.
Go.
Yes, Tony Smith, yes. I mean, he's dabbling around. He's done great. I mean, look how long it took him to get that Marquette gig.
That was far too long. Yeah, far too long. No doubt about it. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Let's grab Mike before we get into our buzz of the day with Craig Counsell and the Milwaukee Brewers. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Yes. Gary just kind of stole my thunder a little bit ago because I was going to say the same thing. I think it's going to be positioned by committee, which is a good thing because I thought the first 5-6 games of the year, you didn't see much of DiVincenzo, Sterling Brown. Last few games, they kind of ramped it up with those guys, but that's what I think is going to come down to. And, you know, he's right, because come playoff time, with these guys got some minutes under their belts, that's going to count big. So I do think it's going to be by committee. They're going to have like a 2-3-man rotation taking over for Middleton. So
appreciate it, Mike. And to rotate through multiple guys is really the easiest way to solve the problem. And they were a sum of their parts last year around the MVP. Can they be even more of that to withstand the loss of their second-best player? We'll see. Kyle tweets at the Fan at 105.7 FM. The Fan says, I want Sterling Brown to literally take his spot, and then we can start shopping Middleton. Do I think that's going to happen? It's unlikely. But there's a small part of me that thinks he's better than Chris Middleton. We knew we were going to get at least one of those, right? I mean, we knew there was at least going to be some Middleton hate out of this.
Do not have a player on this roster that can replace Chris Middleton. There's not a player on this roster that will be able to do what Chris Middleton does. He's not here. Then the other thing I saw that happened in last night on social media was trade Chris Middleton. Get him healthy and trade him at the deadline.
Yeah, trade him.
And my response was, they're not trading him when they just gave him this extension. That's just not happening, folks. He's going to be here for at least two, three years.
Yeah.
Then maybe, with a year or two left on his deal, maybe then they trade him. They're not trading him this early in the deal. And it's really going to be up if, God forbid, if Giannis leaves, and then that's your centerpiece guy to try and build around going forward. If you think people don't like Chris Middleton now, you just wait and see what it's going to look like. You're going to have everybody upset at Giannis for leaving,
right.
And then you're going to have everybody upset at Middleton, even though he just did what any other person would have done, which is signed for a deal the most money he could get. Everybody's going to be mad at Chris Middleton for being the lone ranger on this team and the highest paid player and looking, okay, now you got to replace Giannis for all the money we're paying you, and that's not fair either.
414-799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. The Beauforting Buzz comes up next. But first, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and these words from Sight and Sound Solutions.
Well, Al over at Sight and Sound Solutions wanted me.
What's his name, Steve?
Al. Over at Sight and Sound Solutions wanted to let you know that he has a Black Friday special before Black Friday, seemingly like everybody else, right? You get AT&T and DirecTV, TV and internet, for as low as $99 a month. You get the choice package with DirecTV. You get Fox Sports Wisconsin as part of your choice package. Watch your favorite basketball team play, and then you turn over and listen to Billy on the postgame show here on The Fan. You get the NFL Sunday ticket at no additional charge. Now, that's all the same. What's thrown in as part of this deal, as part of the Black Friday special with Sight and Sound Solutions, you also now, Billy, will get the NBA League Pass for free.
Woo! Now we're talking.
For the remainder of the year. And you get to pick two of three $100 Visa gift card, a free HD TV, or a free Blu-ray player. Pick two of the three items. How cool is that? So, again, you will get the choice package on DirecTV, includes Fox Sports Wisconsin, NFL Sunday ticket for the remainder of the year, NBA League Pass free for the remainder of the year, and then two of three, $100 Visa card, a free HD TV, or a free Blu-ray player as part of their Black Friday special going on right now through Sight and Sound Solutions. And how about this? Sight and Sound Solutions can also offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T Fiber Internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, field package deal could be better. Well, they can help you with that too. Would rather call a 262 number and talk to the local guy, Al, that's been doing this stuff for over 15 years and been a partner with me in this whole deal of my DirecTV experience at my house for several years now. Just an amazing dude to work with, great customer service. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today. Get their Black Friday special now. 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday, take on my new TCM preventive mic. I'm just going to surprise start of the season. Like international games, exclude remote access to one game at a time. Date show and apply. Call for details.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Yeah, we need this on the air. We need this on.
Stop.
Microphones are on. Sports buzz
dancing.
Of the day.
Mitch,
nothing. He's not even here. He can't help you.
Mitch, he's getting
don't
bullied
go
by
Dad.
Steve.
He's not going to help you this time.
No, he ain't here to help you.
Sparky,
yeah,
read,
you're
Sparky
on your
read two comments during the break that just
get that had, first one.
Had Leroy Butler dancing over
Matt
here.
Matt Schneidman tweets out quotes.
I need the stinky leg in here.
Matt Schneidman tweets out quotes from Packers outside linebackers coach Mike Smith.
Right.
The first of which, on the Packers' number 12 overall pick, quote,
wow.
When Gary, meaning Rashawn Gary, becomes one of the best rushers in the league and outside linebackers, a lot of it's going to go to Z and Preston.
I like that.
That was funny.
Not if.
What you mean
it says
funny.
When.
When. Yeah, when?
Yeah, when?
When?
It's coming.
They know that it's coming.
It's coming.
I mean, God bless him for having this much faith in that kid. Then another tweet from Matt.
This one I like.
From Mike Smith. Quote, Kyler, meaning Kyler Fackrell, would start for 31 other teams in the NFL if he was anywhere else. That sucker.
Put some respect on his name.
That sucker is a hell of a football player.
Claude have mercy.
I got a question. Over here, question. Coach?
Steve Pfeiffer.
Coach, if Kyler Fackrell is so good, then why did y'all go draft Rashawn Gary if he could start for anybody else in the league? And why did y'all spend so much money on two outside linebackers when you only really needed one if Kyler Fackrell could start for 31 other teams in the league? Just, Coach, could you help me?
Breaking news. You're supposed to get as many good players as possible.
That is the
goal.
That's what I thought it was, right?
Well, that's the new NFL, though, right now. All these guys are interchangeable, and you got a guy that they thought it was the top of the list that can do a lot for them. So you need four pass rushes.
You can't run Zadarius and Preston.
Right. That 3-4 defense lends itself to have at least four or five jokers to rush the pass. So that's why. I mean, it gives them a lot more flexibility. That's why you see them only rushing four and dropping seven is because of the depth that they have at backer.
All right, I'm going to tell you who went after Rashawn Gary.
Instrumental on that
between Rashawn Gary.
I know you're about to do. All I'm going to say this. I'm going to agree with Leroy.
Well, we may all agree that Rashawn Gary was still the best pick. I'm just going to tell you who went between Rashawn Gary and Darnell Savage. I just want to know if there's anybody you would rather have
production.
Now.
Okay, go ahead.
Having seen it.
Let him have his fun.
Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle out of Clemson, goes to Miami Dolphins. Anybody rather would have had him? Because I rather would have had him on draft day myself.
I did like him on draft day. He got kicked out for punching somebody, though.
So. Correct. Mm. Chris Lindstrom, guard, Boston College, went to the Atlanta Falcons.
I like Jenkins. Go ahead.
Yeah, turned out fine. Yep. Dwayne Haskins, obviously not taking quarterback. Carolina Panthers, Brian Burns.
I did like Brian Burns.
And he's got like 4.5 sacks, but it's the same situation. He still would have played outside linebacker. Wouldn't have been any different than taking Rashawn Gary.
He wouldn't be playing either.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Dexter Lawrence, defensive tackle, Clemson again to the New York Giants.
Dexter Lawrence has played really, really well in that defense. When he's been available, he's one of the more disruptive run defenders in the league, but not necessarily
a pass rusher. He wouldn't fit the 3-4, though.
Right.
You just need somebody to eat up blockers. Go ahead.
Garrett Bradbury, center, guard, Minnesota Vikings.
I'm good with Corey Lindsey.
And the guy that just came back from his injury, Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive tackle. We haven't seen a lot of him yet. He just came back from injury for the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a beast. He fell because he was hurt. Otherwise, he would have been a top-five pick.
Wow.
What are you basing him being a beast off of?
His college tape, that's all.
Oh, okay.
I just really liked him coming out of college. 20 Denver Broncos. This was the pick before they got Savage at 21. So this would be the last player.
Yeah.
Because you took Savage over everybody else behind that. Right. Noah Fant, tight end out of Iowa.
I like Fant.
Would you rather have had him than Gary?
No, I'd rather keep Gary in development.
Because you ended up getting Jay Sternberger later. So you probably wouldn't have taken Sternberger if you would have taken him instead.
But I had already gave Jimmy Graham $5 million.
Sure, you did.
I'm going to get my investment.
Yep.
Are you getting what you wanted out of that investment in Jimmy Graham so far?
As of last week?
No.
Oh, can I give you
a nugget?
10
games, no.
Can I give you a nugget?
Send a nugget this way.
Listen.
Is it spicy or regular?
Aaron Rodgers. You know me, I'm regular.
Okay.
And I'm regular.
Every day.
4 in the morning.
At 6 a.m.
No, it's 4 in the morning. Everybody should be. My Metamucil kick in by.
Yeah, this hour on the fan brought to you by Prune Metamucil.
I love Prune Juice too.
Metamucil.
Yeah, that too. Both of those products. You can get both of them at Pick and Save too. But Steve, check this out.
Aaron Rodgers. Can you bring me some of that fish?
Hit the hot button.
Get some Pick and Save, guys. Get your boy some fish.
They do it every day.
Bring some fish over this way.
They don't just
or some chicken.
They don't wait for it. But really, a nugget. Empty backfield set, okay? Aaron Rodgers should get the Nobel Peace Prize for this play alone. He's telling, and Aikman talked about it.
Was this five questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was, and we drew it up on X and O's. Oh,
perfect.
I don't know why
there's
not six, but go ahead.
But he tells G-Mo, sit down. G-Mo puts around a deep override.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Graham puts around the hook right in front of 59.
Pokemon.
Luke Kuechly. Aaron switched it. G-Mo sat down. That's the long play that Gary drew up on Spectrum News 1. We hear Jimmy Graham wide open.
Right over the top of Kuechly.
So Kuechly hears
him
it.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
He said it. You can hear him. Says, G-Mo, sit down. He hooked up right in front of 59. He jumps up. Wide open in the back. Jimmy Graham. And he makes a big play. That's the kind of stuff when Aaron was saying. Remember when people freaked out and he was saying, you don't want to suppress a guy who's been around for a while, I'm paraphrasing, and people, oh, he's going to change plays. No. He's just saying, I see stuff that the coaches can't see when they, when the microphone is off. I want to do that. But had he just lock it in, don't change nothing, stay with it, the play may not work. Matter of fact, it may have been a pick six because 59 was sitting heavy.
And he was waiting. He just let Jimmy Graham go right over the top of him.
He has made that pick a lot of times, but Aaron switched it up on it. Another nugget.
Another one.
Aaron Jones on the touchdown up the middle. Gary also talked about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Bulaga wants to trap block Kuechly.
Right.
From the side.
From
he's
the side.
To get him now.
Not from behind.
No, from the side.
Like he did.
Sternberger pulls over. He's a trap guy. So Sternberger kicks a guy out.
Number 87.
Bulaga, big hole.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Jones, slippery. He goes through that hole. 59 has beaten Bulaga's block. He's unblocked. And so is 33, the safety. Aaron Jones cut inside of both of them, and they both whiff.
Mm-mm. You didn't see the two nice.
You can't see all this on TV when
nice
you break this down.
Paw prints from Brian Bulaga, just kind of getting a nice little graceful pull on Kuechly back.
Allegedly.
Just a real nice one, real subtle though.
But
got away with it, so it was a good hold.
But Bulaga, if you look at his thought bubble, it's like little thing. He's thinking,
yeah.
Where you going? The hole's right here, right off my butt.
And instead, I'm going to go
Jones
right
said,
through.
No, I'm going here. So however you get there. That's one of those gears. No, no, no. Yes. When you see that,
thought bubble.
I would think, go to PackerNews.com, and you'll be able to see me break down those plays. LaFleur's offense, guys, is just amazing. Now we can get back to this number 51 playing on all 32 teams.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he'll be able to play.
That's your boy.
Now, I know what people are going to tell us, Steve. You know what's going to happen. He ain't better than number 90 in Pittsburgh. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying, T.J. Watt, brother. We're not saying that. He's just saying the guy can play. That's why people say if he's so good, why ain't he playing? You got two Pro Bowlers at outside linebacker, and you got a top 12 pick. He's waiting his turn. So when his number was called on a fourth down, he stopped it. That's what you like team guys to be on this team. That's why they're 8-2.
I like team guys.
No doubt about it. I think we got four team guys sitting right in here. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Leroy Butler, yeah. Lead 36. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
You got any more questions, Steve?
I'm Bill Schmidt,
about
David
draft
Towns.
Picks, who we should have got and all that?
No.
Steve loved that who we should have got.
That Rashawn Gary thing just is going to drive me nuts, though.
Because he wasn't here for a production.
Right. I mean, I cannot wrap my brain around that whole concept. And I think even Gary struggles wrapping his brain around drafting a guy that high and then saying, we don't expect any production out of him for the first year or two.
But that's why T.J. Metcalf got drafted, because of big size and potential. This guy didn't have no production, great production for like a bunch of years.
No, it was A.J. Brown, the guy across the way from him,
was
the one that led the SEC in receiving. D.K. Metcalf didn't do anything.
And now we're going to talk about this at 5 o'clock, but I think Russell Wilson got some of the best weapons. He got two of the biggest receivers.
About at 4 o'clock.
Okay, at what time is it?
Well, it's hold on to it. 3:40.
Next hour.
He got two wide receivers that look like grown men, Metcalf and Gordon. He lost Disley. His tight end is gone. And Lockett, who got hurt,
that can
hurt them.
No doubt about it.
He was the number one guy. And Carson, to me, is very underrated at running back.
He took over perfectly for Doug Baldwin in the offseason, no doubt about it.
And
Wendy's Big Show
the
here.
The other kid that went to Oakland, I wouldn't say troublemaker, but who went to the Super Bowl with them, Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he took over that guy's big, man.
Chris Carson can play, too. 414-799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Gary Ellerson has this for you on your place to shop for the holidays for your significant other.
You're talking about the Jury Center.
100%.
You're talking about Dean Murray, the owner. You're talking about where these folks can go get the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry. You're talking about storefront property. And what does that mean to you? Well, that means that you drive right up there and you get out of your car and walk right in the building. Three locations, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, and in a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. And now it's cold out. What else do we have for you? Because we're all about making it right for you guys. ShopTJC.com. Go online. Interactive. You can shop at all three of their stores from shoptjc.com. But if you like me and you want to go in and visit, because I like to see, touch, and feel what I get.
You like the free waters and the Tootsie Rolls.
And the Tootsie Rolls.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you know, all those Tootsie Rolls.
Go in and see Dean Murray. He's the owner. He's always there. He's always available.
Wendy's.
No, you covered it. You did a great job.
You think I got everything?
I'm proud of you. Yeah.
You, no schools, nothing like that? We good?
Well, yeah, but we'll hold it.
Okay, then we'll hold
Billy
it.
Billy giving me that look.
Yeah, okay. We'll hold on to that. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 1250 AM and the 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm going to be asking you in a couple of minutes about the MVP conversation in the NFL and which player on the Green Bay Packers is the one that should be in that conversation, because the one that seemingly always is in the conversation, maybe it's the other guy that shares that first name that should be in there. We'll get into that in about 5 minutes from right now. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, alongside Gary Ellerson, for Badger and Packer running back. Talking a little bit more about the game we saw last night, Gary, and it was impressive. The physicality, the nature, it was a playoff-style game. Russell Wilson said it after the game that it didn't feel like a regular season game. It felt like an NFC title game, if anything else. The physicality that those two teams played with last night was outrageous, something we haven't seen really at all this year in the NFL.
No, I haven't seen out of the Packers. Now, I was asking my boys, Plucker and what's the guy over there?
That's Toby.
Toby about that, and they said, yeah, I mean, they think the Packers, I don't know if have they seen that this year, because I really haven't seen on a lot of teams like that this year at all, just to be honest. Just watching.
I haven't seen any games like that.
No,
really
just watching
year.
Around the NFL, I haven't really seen any games like that. I mean, I know the Cowboys want to play like that with what they have with Ezekiel Elliott, but I haven't seen them, because defensively they want to do that, but I haven't seen them go at it like that. I guess I'll just wait, because Bill, I would say this to you, that when they played the Chicago Bears, they wouldn't have to have played like that, but that was just a raggedy game. I mean, the first one.
Just, everybody was just slow. Everybody was,
it was
a step
raggedy.
Behind.
I mean,
yeah,
it was just a raggedy.
No doubt about it. Sloppy.
You would say if you played the Minnesota Vikings, you would probably have to ratchet it up like that.
Sure, divisional game, hard-nosed opponent.
Remember, and of course, I am totally the prisoner of the moment guy. But I don't remember seeing that against the Vikings. But most certainly, when you go to San Francisco, you know you're going to have to match that. And Leroy always says all the time, because he's a self-starter, but there is such a thing when you go play a certain team, like back in the day it was the Baltimore Ravens with Ray Lewis. Like back in the day, for me, it was the Chicago Bears with Mike Singletary. You know, back when I was in college, I knew it was Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Michigan.
Not so much Michigan, okay. but with Ohio State, you know you had to bring it. I mean, that was just...
As you said, your big boy pants game.
Yeah, it was different.
What about when you had to block Lawrence Taylor?
I don't even go over there.
Just, you don't want to?
I don't want to.
No, I'll sit out. Coach, my hammy's real tight.
Real
tight.
Coach, matter of fact, I need to come out.
Take a break.
Y'all ain't see that joke over on the sideline?
I ain't going to the bathroom.
Tapping.
I ain't going to the bathroom.
Y'all see that joke on the sideline over there? And Leroy, that's before they had the portable potty, so you had to go right all the way inside. So it took you a long time.
No, the Packers have yellow pants. You're good.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they do have perfect pants.
No, I'm talking about when you had to do the number two or something like that.
Well, that's just for the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm. But I have not seen. So we'll see in a couple weeks. They're going to be out there in Candlestick.
I thought the one game.
It's not Candlestick anymore.
It's the old Candlestick, whatever you want to call it. I haven't seen the most physical game I've seen the Packers play this year, and it was incredibly one-sided, Gary. To your point, was the Philadelphia game, where they got out-physicaled in that game.
That was one, yes.
So, like, that would be the one game where I could point to one team
with
brought
that
it
run game.
And one didn't.
Yes. Yeah.
So if the Packers are going to be able to match that physicality, I think being punched in the mouth
at that point
is going to make it a better situation for you.
What about the Chargers?
Yeah, I was going to get into that.
I felt like I didn't feel like they got out physical in that game. I just didn't feel like they showed up.
Bosa hit
the one up front. They did.
The one Bosa hit Bulaga. Remember the one me and you were talking about? Mm-hmm. Where he just ran into him and hit him. I mean, square in the mouth.
You can almost say the two games that they lost. Hope Plucker and these young boys over here listening. These two games that they lost are the two games that have been the most physical games for them. They're where you saw the team actually bring it.
Yeah, I don't know that it was just that the Chargers brought a physicality that they couldn't match. I just didn't think they had it.
That's what happened, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, they didn't match it. I'm not saying they can't, but they didn't.
Right. But it could brought Bosa.
They wouldn't have. It felt like to me. And this, I could be wrong, and this is my opinion.
It's okay.
They weren't going to match anybody's physicality that day.
Okay.
That day felt like they weren't going to match anybody's. But the Eagle game was one where you watched it and was like,
I got nothing.
One side came to hit, and the other side necessarily didn't. 414-799-1250. Should Aaron Jones be in the MVP conversation? His quarterback says he should. Do you? 414-799-1250. It's our Kim and LaVoie Judgment Day question next on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.